Thank you very much for such a wonderful warm welcome to your church.
I'm so
I have many friends here already.
我已经在这个教会有很多的朋友.
Shirley is my student.
有一些是我的学生.
Rugan is my student.
Li Rugang is my student.
And I wonder if there's any more.
我想可能还有更多.
Well, I'm so glad to be able to share, and thank you so much, Yang Moshe, Reverend Yang and Shimo, for inviting me to come to this time.
我很高兴能够来分享，也很感谢杨牧师和师母邀请我来这里和大家来分享。
We have some very, I have very, very, well, for me, it's old friends, very old friends here. No, we're not that old, but we're friends for a long time.
我有些非常老的朋友，并不是年纪那么老，而是说我们是好友的时间已经很久了。
永丽 and 思琴。
永丽 和思琴。
We knew each other for a long time.
我们已经认识彼此很久了。
So I'm very happy to come here.
所以我非常高兴能够来到这里。
I'm an OMF missionary, as you know.
我是一个传教士，正如大家所知。
But now I'm on loan to Lagos Evangelical Seminary.
现在我是正道会的传教士。
And I'm so glad to be in that position.
我很高兴能够在这个位置。
So that we can continue to train the future pastors and leaders of the Chinese church.
所以我可以有更多的机会来训练将来的中国的牧师和牧养人。Our
president, Lin Guoliang, 牧师, our president of the school, Lin Guoliang,
我们的校长李国亮老师,
he's your friend.
他是你们大家的朋友。
He said, when you come to Chicago,
他说,当你去芝加哥的时候,
when I come and move to Chicago, because I came from Minneapolis to move here.
因为我是搬到芝加哥，我是从那个Indianapolis搬到芝加哥的。
He said I just talked to Yongli and Suqin, and he said you have to come to their church, and so you must come and visit their church.
我告诉Yongli和思琴说，你必须要去他们的教会，所以我就来到了我们的教会。
So finally I made it.
终于我来了。
I'm so glad.
我非常的高兴。
Before we start, let's just bow in a word of quick word of prayer.
在开始之前，我想做一个很简短的祷告。
Oh Lord, we thank you for the chance to come before you on this great Sunday morning.
哦，主啊，谢谢你在这个美好的星期日的早晨带我来到这里。
We praise you, Lord.
我们赞美你，主。
And we pray that you would speak through your message today.
我们赞美你，通过你的话语来教导我们。
Pray, Father, that you would just anoint myself and San San as we deliver the word.
主啊，求你使我们，求你高，李牧师和我，使我们能够把你的话语传讲。
And pray that you would touch each and every one today.
也求主你打动我们当中的每一位人。
We pray it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主的名赞美。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this topic is very, very basic.
这个题目非常的基础。
But it's very hard to do.
但是非常难做。
To live like Jesus.
要想活得像耶稣基督。
Our text comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
我们的这个经文是来自于哥林多。
1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十一章一节。
And this is not the first time that Paul has spoken in such a way to his church, to the Corinthian church.
这不是保罗第一次对哥林多的教会这样说。
The basic goes back to Leviticus.
这个要追溯于利未记。
Where we have the scripture says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy."
经文上说要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16,
在哥林多前书,
chapter 4, verse 16.
第四章16节,
he says, be imitators of me.
所以求你们效法我。
So Paul's goal in life was to live his life like Jesus.
保罗告诉我们大家要过一个像基督的生活。
Now we know that the church in 1 Corinthians, in Corinth, was a very blessed church.
我们知道哥林多教会是一个非常被祝福的教会。
They had a lot of gifts.
他们有很多的恩赐。
But they tend to go overboard on a lot of things.
他们有一些事情有一点做得不好。
And allow the world to enter in a little bit into the church here and there. And just to give way to the worldly ways a little bit.
有的时候会向这个属世的一些事情妥协。
That's why Paul had to talk to them about women in the church.
这就是为什么保罗要向这个教会的姊妹说。
How to use the spiritual gifts.
如何来使用属灵的恩赐。
And also in their relationships together.
同时也教导他们彼此之间的姊妹之间的关系。
So we can see that there's some things that we can learn here in America from that, isn't there?
我们在美国也有一些同样的事情，从中可以学习。
Sometimes we take and we run ahead of God.
有的时候我们跑在神的前面。
And we make up the rules as we go along.
我们自己为自己开路。
But Paul here is telling them, let's go back to the basics.
但是这里保罗告诉他们说,
Now we know that this is possible if Paul says it.
我们知道这是如果保罗这样说的话，那我们就是可以做到的。
Because Jesus himself wants us to follow in his footsteps. Jesus wants us to follow him too.
因为耶稣基督也希望我们能够跟随他的样子。
Otherwise, he wouldn't have told us that the things that he does, we will be able to do also.
如果不是这样的话，主不会告诉我们，他所做的事情我们也一样可以做。
In fact, we will be able to do even greater things than him, he said.
他甚至说我们可以做比他更伟大的事。
Is that possible?
这可能吗?
He said it.
但是他说了。
So I believe it's possible.
所以我相信这是可能的。
Paul said that there's no temptation that there's no temptation that we face that we won't be able to get away from, that we won't be able to overcome.
保罗说, 没有什么试炼是超过我们所能承受的。
God will always give us a way out.
上帝永远会给我们开一条出路。
So because Paul and Jesus have told us this, so I accept it.
因为耶稣和保罗都这样告诉我们，所以我相信也接受这句话。
But in our life, we need to follow Jesus.
但是在我们的生活中，我们需要跟随主。
Just like Paul did.
就像保罗所做的那样。
He walked by faith.
他靠着信心而行。
He sacrificed himself.
他牺牲他自己。
He took up his cross.
他背起十字架,
he preached the gospel.
他宣讲福音,
he respected others.
他尊重他人,
and he accepted people.
他全然地接纳所有人。
These are things that we can do too.
这些事是我们也可以做的。
We want to follow Jesus.
我们想要跟随耶稣基督。
When I was in Taiwan as a missionary and a pastor,
当我在台湾的时候，作为一个宣教士和一个牧师，
we had a pretty good sized church.
我们当时有一个非常大的教会。
And I remember one little girl.
我记得有一个小女孩。
She was playing by the stove. In Taiwan, you use gas for cooking. Remember that those days, Taiwanese people from Taiwan.
她挥起她的那个是铲子吗？ 炒菜的铲子，还记得？我们叫做瓦斯。瓦斯，还记得台湾是用瓦斯煮饭的日子吗？
And this little girl, she pulled the whole pot of water down on her head.
她倒了整。
She took the whole pot of water, the boiling water, she poured it down on her whole body.
她把整锅的热水倒在了身上。
And she just got burnt so terribly bad.
她当时烫伤非常严重。
In fact, even all of her features were melted.
她的面容都被毁坏了。
She became, it's very disturbing.
她非常的伤心。
But I remember we had an elder in our church.
我记得我们教会有位长老。
Very rich.
非常的富有。
He was like a millionaire.
他可能是个百万富翁。
He saw that little girl with all of her injuries.
当他看到这个受伤的小女孩时。
And in front of people, he didn't notice I was looking. He didn't notice that I was watching him.
他不知道李牧师正在看着他。
I saw him pick up this little girl.
所以我举起这个小女孩。
And he hugged her.
抱起来。
And he kissed her.
亲了他。
And I thought, my goodness.
我想，天哪。
This guy has got real love.
这个人是真的爱上帝。
Because that little girl had sores all over her.
因为这个小女孩满脸都是伤。
We're able to do the things Jesus wants us to do.
我们能够做耶稣想要让我们做的事。
Because we have the Spirit of God within us.
因为我们有神的灵在我们的里面。
This is the first American missionary sent out by the American Board of Missions.
这是美国,
first missionary.
这是美国派出去的第一批传教士.
His name is Adoniram Judson. Just call him Judson for short.
他的名字叫艾多奈拉姆·耶德逊，我们可以只叫他耶德逊就行了.
He first went to India.
他先去了印度。
Then he got kicked out and went to Burma.
后来他又转到缅甸。
And he was in jail there for many years.
他在那里坐了很多年的监狱。
But he started the church.
但是他建立了教会。
And to this day, most of the people in Burma that are Christians are Baptists.
现在在缅甸受洗的那些人中。
金金伟。 Most of them are Baptists. And so one day his wife saw the paper and they saw a write up about her husband being a missionary just like the apostles. One day his wife saw the paper in the write up in the paper, the short write up in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, Judson is just like the apostles. And Judson said, "No, I don't want to be like the apostles."
耶德逊说，我不想像保罗一样。
I want to be like Jesus.
我想像耶稣一样。
I want to copy his teachings.
我想来复制一下他的教导。
And follow his footsteps.
遵循他的道路。
Well, how are people going to know if we're like Jesus or not? They'll watch our actions.
很多人也许不认识耶稣，但是他们在看我们基督徒的这个行为。
That's how they can tell if we're like Jesus or not.
这就是他们如何来判断我们是否像耶稣。
You know, in American history, we had a war down in Texas.
你们知道吗? 在美国的历史上, 我们在德克萨斯州有一场战役。
Against the Mexicans.
是对抗墨西哥军的。
Actually, we were taking over their land.
实际上我们是抢占了他们的领土。
But we had many very famous heroes of war down there at the Alamo.
但是在阿拉莫之战当中, 我们有一些非常有名的,
英雄。 Several of them. I think Davy Crockett was one of them. I'm not quite sure, but guys on that caliber.
Davy Crockett是其中，可能是其中的一位。
But one guy that was there was James Butler Boneham.
其中的一位是詹姆斯·巴特勒·伯哈姆。
Now James Butler Boneham died for his country down there.
伯哈姆为他的国家而死。
But he didn't have a picture of himself.
但是他都没有一张自己的画像。
So they didn't have nothing to put up in the Alamo today.
所以在阿拉莫那个纪念馆，并没有什么东西，并没有他的画像可以悬挂起来。
But his nephew looked just like him.
但是他的堂兄和他长得很像。
So they painted him.
所以他们照着他堂兄的样子画了一张。
And he put his picture up.
把这张像挂在了那个。 And
that's in the Alamo.
现在就在阿拉莫。
So if you go into Alamo, you're not going to see James Butler Bonham.
所以当你去阿拉莫纪念馆的时候，你不会看见詹姆斯巴特勒伯哈姆。You'll
see his nephew.
你会看见他的侄子。And
in the society and in the world today.
在现在的这个社会里。
We don't have any real pictures of Jesus.
我们也没有耶稣真正的画像。
How do people know what Jesus is like?
人们怎么样能够知道耶稣是什么样的呢?
They look at us.
他们看我们。
In fact, it's like the Bible's written all over our face.
实际上他们通过我们的脸来了解圣经。
And we could be the only Bible that other people ever read.
我们有可能是别人读到的唯一一本圣经。
I remember in China, northern part of China, where I went one time.
我记得在中国的北方，我只去过一次。
I want to buy a phone card.
我买了一张电话卡。And
a drunken young man came over to me.
一个喝醉了的年轻人走来。
Quite drunk.
喝得烂醉。
And he was over there and put his shoulder around my, around his arm around my shoulder, and he says, "American friend," and just very annoying.
他把他的胳膊搭到我的肩膀上，然后跟我说啊，美国朋友，实在是很烦人。
And I thought, my goodness, we also got these kind of people in America.
李牧师说，我们在美国也有这样的人。
I was thinking that.
我正在想这个事情。
But because I can speak Chinese.
因为我会说中文。
So I spoke out, not too polite. Not too bad, but not too polite.
所以我说了一些不是非常有礼貌，但也不是很糟糕的话。
But the lady that was helping me buy the phone card.
但是有一个女士正在帮我买这个电话卡。
She said something very interesting.
她说了一些非常有趣的话。
I want to say Chinese, okay?
李牧师想要用中文讲。他说，听说你们美国人很有礼貌。I heard that all Americans are very polite.
And I thought, my goodness.
哦，天哪。<laughs> That
hit me in my heart.
直击我的小心脏。<laughs> Because
I knew that I was a little bit annoyed.
因为我知道那个我当时有一点生气了。So
I made right with that young man.
所以我和那个男士道歉，喝醉的男士道歉。And
also found out that the girl, the lady that was serving me was his sister.
最后又发现那个帮我买电话卡的女士，居然是那个喝醉的男人的姐妹。姐姐。But
it reminds us that wherever we are, we need to be very vigilant.
但是这提醒我，无论我们在哪里，我们都需要非常的谨慎。
We get what we want in life. Whatever you look for, that which is what you'll find.
你寻找什么，你就找到什么。
You see these two birds?
你看见这两只鸟了吗？
The vulture and the hummingbird.
一个是
Vulture.
一个是猎鹰，一个是
Hummingbird, 蜂鸟吧。
蜂鸟，sorry.
And I spoke this in Chinese before this sermon. They both live in the desert.
他们都生活在沙漠。
And they are both have to live in a very, very difficult land.
他们都生活在一个非常不同的一个土地上。
The vulture looks for what is dead.
猎鹰寻找什么死物。
So what is smelly?
他来用嗅觉。
Rotten.
当他闻到了这个味道的时候，他就勇往直前。
And what's gone by? What's past?
然后就追上。
that, you know, it's already passed, it's gone, it's dead.
已经死了。
The hummingbird looks for what is fresh.
但是蜂鸟是寻找新鲜的事物。
What is alive?
还活着的东西。
What brings life?
能带来生命的。
So they both live.
所以他们都。
But they seek different things.
但是他们寻找不同的，他们在寻求不同的事。
In life, if we are seeking what is dead, what is rotten, what is bad, we will find it.
如果我们在生命当中寻找什么是死的，那我们最终就会找到这样的路。
If we're seeking for what is alive,
如果我们寻求生命,
what brings life,
能带来生命的事,
what's able to help us,
能帮助我们的事,
we'll find it.
我们会找到。
So we got to be careful what we watch on TV, don't we?
所以我们要很小心地选择电视节目。
We need to be even more careful what we watch on the internet.
我们在网络的时候应当更加小心我们所看到的内容。
Even more careful what we take into our bodies. Into our bodies.
我们对我们的食物也要更加小心。
Not only food.
不仅仅是食物。
We have to be careful of everything, every foreign substance that comes into us.
我们应当小心所有进入我们身体的东西，不单单是食物。
And we know that the eyes are the lamp gate of the body, are the lamp of the body. The eye is a lamp. Our eyes are our lamps.
我们的眼睛是一盏灯。
And what we take in through the eye gate, through the eyes, influences our entire life.
我们眼中所看的一切影响我们整个的一生。
So the main purpose is how to live like Jesus.
主要的目的就是今天主要的这个主题是怎样像基督一样活着。
So the first thing I want to talk to you about in this manner is the power that Jesus has already given to us.
我第一个要讲的事情就是说耶稣已经给我们的大能。
Jesus said that he was sent from heaven.
耶稣说他是从天而来。
He was sent by the Father.
他是由天父派来的。
And he says those sent from the Father speak the Father's words.
他说从天父而来的，讲的是天父的话。
Then Jesus said, I sent, as the Father sent me, so send I you.
就像天父差遣我一样，我来差遣你们。
So we too need to speak the words from heaven.
所以我们也需要讲属天的话。
When did the power come upon Jesus?
什么时候那个能力,
come upon him?
降到了耶稣的身上。
Of course, when he was born,
当然从他降生时起就有。
We know he already had the power of God. He was born of a miracle.
我们知道他已经有了神的能力。 我们知道他的降生本身就是一个奇迹。
But when he was baptized, he received the power of God.
但是当他受洗的时候，他领受了神的大能。
When Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water.
当耶稣,
I'll let you read it in Chinese in just a second. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
马太福音三章十六至十七节说，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上，从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。”So
Jesus was about to embark upon his ministry.
耶稣正要开始他的这个讲道传讲福音。But
he knew that he was going to face temptation.
他知道他将要面对试探。So
he needed the power from on high to be able to let him live a victorious life.
所以他需要那属天的能力，使他能够过得胜的生活。We
too need to live a victorious life.
我们也需要过得胜的生活。Because
when we overcome temptation, we are able to glorify God.
因为当我们胜过试探时，我们就荣耀了神。
But Jesus also needed, number two, was to minister in the power of the Lord.
耶稣同时也需要神的大能来牧养。
Because a lot of people are needing, needing something from God.
因为很多人都对神有所需要。
I pray for a lot of people at a lot of different and a lot of different things.
我为很多的人为不同的事祷告。
And I expect God to answer my well, I pray that God will answer my prayers.
我祷告神会应允我的祷告。
So that other people can come to a knowledge of the faith and believe in God like I have.
这样的话，其他的人就会像我一样知道我所信的。
Now, not all people need that evidence, but some people do.
并不是所有的人都需要这样的确据，但是有些人的确就是要。
And I believe that God will deliver.
我相信神会把这确据给我们。
But the third thing he knew he had to do was he had to die for all our sins.
第三件事是说他知道。 他要为我们的罪付上死的代价。
You know, I have three sons.
你们知道吗? 我有三个儿子。
Two of them were born in Taiwan.
两个儿子是在台湾降生的。
And when my son was born,
当我的儿子出生时,
when sons were born, the first one, especially, I took him outside to the courtyard where everybody stands around.
我的大儿子, 我当时把他抱着进入了庭院, 很多人都围在那里。
And Taiwanese said something.
台湾人说了一些话。
I don't think you'll understand, but I'm going to say it anyway.
我知道你们也许听不懂, 但是我还是要讲。
So, 后面啊, that means 好命。
他们说台语, 讲说好, 会有一个很好的命运。
Means you are very, very blessed to have a son.
说你非常被祝福, 因为你生了一个儿子。
And I thought that was really very, very nice to hear that.
李牧师觉得非常高兴听到这样的话。
But you know, when Jesus was born, I don't think anybody said, Homia.
但是当耶稣降生的时候, 我觉得好像没有人跟他说好命。
Because from the time Jesus was born, you know he was facing the cross.
因为你知道从耶稣降生的那一刻起, 他就开始要面对十架。
We don't know how we're going to go.
我们不知道我们要怎么样来面对。
How we're going to pass this world. How we're going to pass away.
我们不知道我们将来会怎样死去。
We hope we're sleeping or something like that.
我希望是在睡梦之中或者像这样的。
But Jesus, he knew how he was going to go.
但是耶稣知道他将怎样离开这个世界。
He knew exactly what they were going to do to him on the cross.
他确切地知道在十字架上人们会怎样地对待他。
He needed a lot of power from the Lord to do that.
他需要神很多很多的大能才能够承受这一切。
And we know that after he received this power,
我们知道当他接受了这个大能的时候,
he was able to overcome the evil one.
当他接受这个大能之后, 他可以来对抗那个撒旦邪灵。
Satan wanted to tempt him three times.
撒旦三次地试探他。
And he overcame him each time.
但是耶稣基督每次都得胜。
Now there was nobody there in the desert that was watching.
大家知道在 旷野的时候, 没有人在看着他。
Nobody would have known if Jesus gave in to temptation.
也没有人会知道如果耶稣基督 没有受主试探。
But he knew that God was watching him.
但是他知道上帝在看着他。
Jesus also had to minister in the power of the Spirit.
耶稣需要神的灵来牧养。
So he said when he entered the synagogue in Nazareth.
他说当他进入了拿撒勒的会堂时,
he said, I'll read it first and then I'll let you read it. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And you can read that.
Okay. 耶稣说, 主的灵在我身上, 因为他用高高我, 叫我传福音给贫穷的人, 差遣我报告, 被掠的得释放, 瞎眼的得看见, 叫那受制的得自由, 报告神悦纳人的喜年。
When we look at this scripture, we can see a few things.
当我们看到这些经文的时候, 我们可以想一些事情。
Jesus ministered in the same way that we're supposed to minister.
我们应该像耶稣这样来，谋会，
Minister
传道。
by the power of the Spirit.
借着圣灵的大能。
He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
他说圣灵，在我的身上。
Remember when what he told the disciples to do before they started ministering?
每次当门徒们被派出去要去传道时。
He said, "Wait in Jerusalem. Wait in Jerusalem."
耶稣说在耶路撒冷等着。
Until you receive power from on high.
他们会说，
Until you receive the power from God.
直到你们接到，直到你们承受神的大能。
He was anointed.
他被膏了。
And so that he could preach the good news.
这样他才能够传讲福音。
But notice the English word.
请大家注意这个英文的这个单词。
And the Chinese word.
和这个中文的词。
Proclaim.
宣告。
In Chinese, right here, I'm looking at it. It says 报告。
报告。
宣告 is right. 宣告 is right. But I want to emphasize this one here. That's announcing something that's done.
这是在报告已经成了的事。
And so God has already delivered the good news. Has already delivered the good news.
上帝已经把这个好消息，传给了我们。
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
宣告，被掳的得自由。
Recovering of the sight to the blind.
瞎眼的能看见。
Liberty to those who are oppressed.
受压的得自由。
And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
来，来。宣称，神的喜年已经到来，悦纳人的喜年已经到来。
So these are the ministries that Jesus did, and he needed the power of the Spirit to be able to do that.
这就是耶稣，传讲的，这就是耶稣的宣教，他需要圣灵的大能来做这些事。
And as I said earlier,
就如我先前所说的
，He knew that he was facing a very big challenge.
他知道他会面对非常大的一个挑战。
So he needed God's power. He needed God's power on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以在变形山上的时候，他需要神的大能。
He took the disciples up to the Mount of Transfiguration.
他带了他的三个门徒到了那个变形山上。
Peter, Peter, John, and James.
彼得、约翰、雅各。
And what's their usual habit? They fell asleep up there.
同时也是在主受难，之前那天晚上睡着的三门徒。
And we see that Jesus was filled with the glory of God.
我们看经文上说，耶稣被神的神的荣光所充满。
The disciples woke up.
三个门徒醒了。
Peter immediately said, "Oh, this is great to be here, Lord."
彼得说，哇，主啊，在这里太好了。
I want to make three tabernacles.
我想为你们做三个帐篷。
One for you.
一个给你。
One for Elijah.
一个给以利亚。
One for Moses.
一个给摩西。
And of course, he was wrong.
当然他是错的。
Peter was wrong.
彼得错了。
Because he was looking at Jesus as being equal with Moses and Elijah.
因为他看耶稣和是和以利亚还有摩西一样的。
He's not the same as Moses and Elijah.
他和摩西和以利亚不一样。
He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter had said it with his own mouth previously. He is the Christ.
他，彼得胆敢说这样的话，因为耶稣是，是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Son of the living God. But Jesus had to prepare himself here.
耶稣对他自己有所准备。
Because he had to fix his proper, in the eyes of the disciples, he had to fix his proper place in God's plan.
耶稣需要把他们放在神的计划之中。
So we can see that God really loves the three inner disciples too.
我们可以看见神真的很爱这三个比较亲密的门徒。
This was his testimony towards the disciples.
这是他给门徒们的见证。
And was his anointing for the end of the ministry.
也是他在宣教之后在受膏之后我就死了。
This was his anointing for the end of his ministry.
这是他此次宣教之后的再一次受膏。
So the first thing we need is power.
第一个是我们需要神的大能。
The second thing we need is a relationship to live like Jesus.
第二件事就是说我们需要和耶稣一样有一个亲密的关系和上帝。
I'm going to say a Chinese word. I don't know if you can get it. I'll try. If you can translate, I'll give you a test.
Okay.
有关系就没关系。
It doesn't matter if you have a relationship, is that right?
As long as, if you have. If you have a relationship.
Nothing matters if you have a relationship.
If you have a relationship with the right person.
Yeah.
No, you got it right. You got it right. I added that later. Jesus had a relationship with the Father.
耶稣和上帝之间有一个美好的关系。
And that was that, and he knew his relationship with his father.
他知道他和神之间的关系。
He was not the light, but came to bear witness of the light.
如经文上所说，他不是光，乃是要为光做见证。
But if you see in the Chinese version, I said, he was that.Because the Father, Jesus Christ was with the Father and, showed us his light. 只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。So that means that, Jesus Christ showed us this light.
耶稣基督将他的生，将他是神独生子的身份显明出来。
The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands.
父爱子已将万有交在他的手里。
I and the Father am one, Jesus said.
我与父原为一。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他的手里且知道他是从神而来又要归到神那里去。
He said, do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works.
他还说我在父里面父在我里面你不信吗我对你们所说的话不是凭自己说的乃是住在我里面的父做自己的事。
Thank you. Sorry, I got mixed up there for a minute. So Jesus knew of his relationship with the...His relationship with the Father.
耶稣知道他和父之间的关系。
Well, the relationship that Jesus had with us, let's have a look at that for a minute.
那么我们和耶稣之间的关系呢，让我们大家一起来看一下。
I'm going to just go straight to the Chinese part and say the relationship that we have with Jesus.
耶稣与我们而言，他是我们的。
The relationship that we have with Jesus.Okay, you can look on there and kind of read it, and I'm just gonna speak it in English. Okay, what's the relationship that we have with Jesus?
耶稣与我们的关系。
Lord, look back at the screen.
耶稣是我们的主。
Sansan, look at the screen for a second.
Okay.
And then I'll go one by one. Okay, Lord.
主。
He is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
And we listen to everything he says.
我们听他所说的一切。
But he is the Lord of all.
但是他是万有的主。
Okay, secondly, he's the vine.
第二，他是葡萄树。
The vine is the main the main fruit-bearing fruit bearer. Everything from the vine goes to the branches.
那个葡萄树结果子，所有的营养都到了枝子上面。
So the vine. Okay, number three, the shepherd.
第三，好牧者。
So the shepherd, the sheep have to listen to everything the shepherd says. He's the shepherd. He's the head.
我们要听牧者所说的话，因为他是牧者，他是头。
Academically, he's the rabbi. You can say rabboni or rabbi.
大家可以看到有拉波尼或者是拉比。
He's the teacher, the professor, the top one.
他是夫子老师，
Good, excellent. Now, secondly, the relationship Jesus has with us is, now this is Jesus looking at his relationship with us. Now we just looked at our relationship as we look at Jesus. Now we're looking at Jesus looks at us.
刚才我们看了说，从我们的眼光来看，主与我们的关系。现在我们来看，从耶稣的眼光而言，我们和他的关系。
What does he see us as?
嗯，他说了什么
？Brother.
他说我们是他的弟兄。
Brother.
弟兄。
Brother is not like the in-laws.
弟兄，不是说姐夫或者是小叔。
It's got the same blood.
是有同样的血脉。
The same genes.
有同样的基因。
The same family.
同样的家庭。
He not only calls us brother, he calls us friends.
他不单单叫我们是弟兄，还叫我们朋友。
Some brothers sometimes don't get along too good, right?
因为弟兄有时候会合不来。
But we're friends.
但是我们是朋友。
He tells us everything.
他和我们分享一切。
We are, I like the Chinese word, but I have to say it in English, disciples.
他说我们是门徒。
If you're a disciple, you are, and this is so beautiful in Chinese, 坐在他的门下。You are in his tutelage. In his tutelage. That's what I just said.
中文很美，说是住在他的门下。
So you see that he took us as a student.
他把我们看作是他的学生。
I know there's a lot of students here today.
我知道这里有很多的学生。
And you work very hard to get to this university.
我知道你们非常努力的学习来进考进这么好的大学。
And when you heard that you were accepted,
当你听说你拿到 offer 了，
it was very exciting.
那是非常高兴的事。
Because you were accepted.
因为你被接收了。
A lot of Americans don't get accepted to this school.
因为很多美国人都不能够进入这个学校。
Most.
大多数。
Very few get accepted to this school.
只是有很少的一部分美国人可以被这样的学校接收。但是你们却被接收了。
That's what Jesus did for us.
这就是耶稣为我们做的。
Come. Okay, that's big.
这很大的事。
If we go to the sheep story again,
如果我们再来看那个羊的故事。
We see the shepherd will lead us. He will lead us. We don't have to worry about figuring it out for ourselves.
因为牧者会带领我们，我们并不需要自己担忧要怎样走怎样做。
And that last one is his children.
最后就是他称我们为小子。
Okay, you say, okay, then, oh,He looks at us like children. We don't know nothing. No, not like that.
你也可能会想说啊，耶稣看我们就像一个小孩一样，不是这样的。
He gives us some leeway. He gives us some elbow room, 有一点空间 leeway.
他给我们一些空间和地位。
English leeway. That means that he gives us some area to, if we make a mistake, he's not going to condemn us. Sorry.
那个英文单词是说，那个如果我们做了一些错事的话，他不会批评我们的，给我们一些空间和余地。
So we can relax with Jesus.
所以我们在和主在一起的时候，我们可以非常的放松。
We don't have to worry that he's looking down and says, "Okay, now you did it."
因为他不会像家长一样看着我们说啊，盯着我们一举一动。
Friends, we have a relationship.
我们需要有一个这样的关系。
But we need to have a goal like to live like Jesus too.
但是我们不单单需要一个关系，我们还需要有一个目标才能活得像基督。
As you can see, Jesus hit the target. He hit the middle of the bullseye.
如图上所大家可以看到，耶稣正中目标。
The first thing he did was proclaim the kingdom of God.
他做的第一件事情就是说宣告神的国。
From the time Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's how he started. Repent, the kingdom of God is here, at hand.
从那时候耶稣开始传道的时候，他就说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He went throughout all of Galilee, teaching in all the synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各个会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的疾病。
He didn't preach himself.
他并不是在讲他自己。
He preached what he heard from the Father.
他在讲他从父那里得到的。
And we know that the kingdom
我们大家知道天国
is here.
定了。
He said, if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come upon you. It's here.
他说，当我借着神的能而驱走撒旦的时候，天国就近了，就在跟前。
It's in a world.
他在这个世界里。Where
is it?
那他究竟在哪？
It's in our hearts.
在我们的心里。But
it's not here in its fullness yet.
但是我们并没有看到他天国的全部。Because
we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back to earth.
因为我们知道耶稣会再来这个世界。And
bring the kingdom of God in his fullness.
那个时候他会把天国的全部带来。Then
he's going to call all of his friends.
那个时候他会叫我们大家朋友。And
we're all going to go with him. Be with him forever and ever.
我们会和他一起走，并和他永远在一起。So
the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
所以说神的国不是吃也不是喝。But
it's joy in the Holy Spirit.
而是进入到神的灵里。A
joy in the Holy Spirit. In fact, it lives in us through the person of the Holy Spirit.
实际上圣灵就在我们这个人的里面。
So that's the first thing that he spoke, was he preached the kingdom of God.
这是他做的第一件事，当他在传讲神的福音时。
But he also followed the will of God.
不但如此，他还顺服神的旨意。
He said, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
腓立比书说：“你们当以耶稣基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。”
Okay, so when Jesus was facing death,
当耶稣在面临死亡的时候,
we know that he feared.
我们知道他也会恐惧,
because he said, take this, Father, take this cup away, cup from me, but not by my will, but let your will be done.
因为他在上十字架前晚说, 父啊，求你把这杯从我身上挪去。
But even though he had this, in all things he was like man, so he was worried about that. But even in the midst of this, he carried through and followed through what he knew to be the right thing to do in faith.
虽然他有人的样式，也有一些人的特质，但是他勇敢地承担了这一切，知道要做什么是对的。
Through faith.
通过他的信心。
Yes. And so we see that we have sometimes a lot of things that we're worried about, but if we follow through faith, we can see that God will help us to do what we need to do.
我们也有很多需要担心忧虑的事情，但是当我们跟随神的时候，当我们相信神，凭着信心的时候，我们一定会顺利的通过。
First thing is, he followed the will of God by becoming a man, and then by entering into the cross, going on to the cross.
他顺服神的旨意，通过道成肉身，也通过被钉十字架。And
the third thing that he did was glorify the name of God.
第三件事他做的就是荣耀神的名。
We know that he did this by the baptism.
我们知道他, 通过受洗来做到这事。
Where the words of the Lord came from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
如经文上所说，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And we know on the Mount of Transfiguration, the words of the Lord came, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
我们还知道在变形山上。有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
When Jesus was going through some trepidation, he heard the words of the Lord, "I have glorified about glorifying God's name." God said, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again."
我们也知道，当耶稣在胜过试探的时候，他说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
But the fourth goal that Jesus had was to save the people of the world. And this is the goal and purpose of Jesus coming into the world. When I first got saved, at the age of 21, I thought I had found the prize. I found the prize.
我
得奖了。
我以为我中大奖了。
I got the pearl of great price.
我得到了那个奖牌吗？
No, the 田中的珍珠。
Okay, 我得到了宝贵的珍珠。
Just like the parable in Matthew.
就像马太福音上用的那个比喻一样。
And so I thought, okay, now I can get everything I want from the Lord, from God.
我以为我可以从神那里得到一切我所想要的。
So I decided to go to Bible school.
所以我决定要去上圣经书院。
And know the Bible really good, then I can get more of, you know, more favors from God.
因为越熟知圣经，我可能会得到上帝更多的这个奖赏。
And of course, I want to live for God's glory.
当然我也想来荣耀神，活一个荣耀神的生命。
So He'll continue to hear my prayers.
你们也可以愿意听我的讲道。
And help me.
帮助我。
Do you notice the conversation here?
你们注意到这里的对话了吗？
Me, me, me.
我。
And I was thinking about me.
我所有想的就是我自己。
But as I was there at Bible school, the Lord started to speak to me.
但是当我在圣君学院的时候，神开始向我讲话。
I worry about other people too.
我开始也关心担忧其他的人。
So I started praying for other people.
所以我开始为别的人祷告。
I said, "Okay, now while I'm doing everything for me, I can pray for other people."
我可以为其他人祷告。
I can pray for the people in Europe. I know that they're already post-Christian.
我可以为欧洲的那个贫穷的基督徒祷告。
And post-Christian meaning they're already after Christianity, kind of like. 基督教户，那个。That's okay, no problem. I could pray for African.
我可以为非洲祷告。
I can pray for Asians.
我可以为亚洲祷告。
So every night there was a prayer meeting at our school, and I would attend every prayer meeting, and I would pray for them.
我们学校每晚有这个祷告会的时候，我都会去为他们祷告。
Then the Lord started to speak to me.
这个时候，神开始对我讲话。
He said, "Pray for Asians."
他说为亚洲祷告。
I said, "Okay, Asians, you got Indians."
好的，亚洲有印度。
Japan.
日本。
Koreans.
韩国。
Indonesia.
印度尼西亚。
Pray for them all.
为他们所有的祷告。
Pray for Chinese too.
当然也为中国人祷告。
And then God started speaking to me. He says, "Okay, pray more for Chinese."
这是神对我讲话说，多为中国人祷告。
Okay, start praying for more for Chinese.
好的，那我就多为中国人祷告。
And as I prayed more for Chinese, God started saying, "How about you?" How about you?
当我说好为中国人祷告。那个这时候上帝对我说，你去怎么样？
I'm from North Dakota.
我从北达科他州来。
If you think Indiana is rural, you should see North Dakota.
如果你觉得印第安纳很偏僻的话，你应该看看北纳科达。
I never seen Chinese before.
我之前从没见过中国人。
But God was speaking to me.
但是上帝对我说
wanting me to get ready to go to Chinese people.
希望我能够准备好走进中国人的生活中。
Is that strange?
这个是不是有点奇怪？
A little bit.
确实有点。
Well, to us, but to God it's not.
是的，对我们而言奇怪，但是对上帝而言不是。
Because he's got a goal and a purpose in Christ coming into the world.
当耶稣来的时候，上帝已经有了一个目标和计划。
And it's written here on the bottom. Oh, sorry, I should have left that up there. He says, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
经文上说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
Okay, I feel, friends, that's the mission of the church.
朋友们，这就是教会的使命。
That's the goal of Jesus.
这是耶稣的目标。
If we want to follow in his footsteps,
如果我们想要像耶稣一样，
we need to follow along with that.
我们也要做这件事。
Let's bow in a word of prayer.
让我们低下头祷告。
We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time we can think about how to follow you better.
主，我们谢谢你，借着这个时间，使我们大家思考我们怎么样来像你。
We pray that you would help us, Lord.
我们祷告，求你帮助我们。
And we pray that you would continue to give us power from on high.
主啊，也求你持续地给我们你的大能。
To enable us to do this.
帮助我们能够做这事。
We pray it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.